Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
You can call us at 800-636-1067 on Grant and Danny if you want to discuss the Commanders wide receiver room. Stephon Diggs is reportedly interested in the Commanders. That's new. But yeah, that's where we are. Wide receivers want to be here. That's what happens when you have a franchise quarterback like Jaden Daniels and a team just a couple of seasons removed from an NFC championship game. So I was thinking about the wide receiver room before we hit the calls, and these are a few things that kind of came to me several nights ago. We all understand and agree they're a little light on talent outside of McLaurin.
Yep.
But a couple of observations. The first thing I was thinking about is teams defensively play so much more zone now that it is actually just by nature, factually way less important that you have receivers who can beat man, which is another way of saying like legitimately technical, good route runners or just higher end, higher upside receivers. It is easier to succeed in zone, throttle it down, read things out. But there was a time where you have to have guys who can beat man. I just think the import has gone down because the zone rates have gone way up. So that, plus the elevation of the receivers in the scheme by Blau, like we were talking about, the fact that they're going to get freer releases and better opportunities with shifts and motions, Kingsbury didn't believe in those things. Blau is going to use more of them than you've ever seen. That all makes me feel better about elevating the players they have. So that would be the first thought I have on having lesser talent and it being more okay now than a year or two ago.
Yeah, and one thing on that too, I think we talk about it a lot, the slot or outside. I think that's overblown a little. Not to say that it doesn't matter, but Antonio Williams is going to line up outside. He'll also line up in the slot. Terry McLaurin is going to line up in the slot some this season. They're going to use guys in different ways. So, you know, when we're talking about Diggs, and, you know, we've had callers talk about, well, he played a lot in the slot last year. He's going to play outside. He's going to play slot. Like, I think they're going to use all of their guys, maybe with the exception of a guy like a Treylon Burks, who is a big receiver who can play outside. They're going to move their guys all around. It's going to be shifts. It's going to be motions, stacks, bunches, all those sorts of things. So, I think David Blau is going to help those guys out as much as possible in terms of getting off the line of scrimmage.
So here's a little bit of a problem, though, with that, okay? I think it is true. Numbers back it up. You get more zone than you get man, and the trends are all more into zone in the league today. But there are unavoidable situations where you're going to be in man, and you're going to have to win.
Mm-hmm.
And so the comp I'll use is, like, if you have a drinking problem, you can not have any drinks at your house and be in environments as often as possible where you're not being tested, but eventually you're going to that birthday party or you're at the, you know what? I don't even like the analogy because it's so serious. I'll use my own thing. If I'm on a diet, okay? Like, I yeah. struggle and I'm trying so hard on a diet and I'm just like, I just won't have anything at my house. But then I'm at a sports bar watching a game with someone and the wings are flowing and I'm like, damn, it's a lot harder. So my analogy and my comp is third downs, red zone. These are situations you are inevitably going to be in. You got to live your life. You got to be out and about. Do you have the willpower then? And on third down, you are going to see man coverage. In the red zone, you are going to see man coverage. Now you've got to win. And I don't think all of a sudden your talent becomes better at doing that. So you're going to be worse in those areas unless this is where Jaden Daniels has to put on his cape. He excels. That's the money down. That's where you make the money at quarterback on third down and in the red zone, uplifting those guys. So those are some of the observations I came up with. You know, it's fair to say that McLaurin's the only guy who will routinely beat man, but Daniels on the field, I think, also helps because you're running so much less man against a team with a quarterback who runs a 4-4. You don't want anyone turning their backs with Jaden Daniels in the pocket because he can pull the ball down, take off, and they're looking up at the screen. And as they're going, oh, he left the pocket, they're turning around, he's by them.
Yeah.
You get a lot more zone. But that's all the more reason why it's reason number 87, when he gets hurt and he's not on the field, this team is so different. Because you're built in a way that they're just a tangible way to explain why his presence is better for a receiver. I don't even mean throwing him the football. As soon as now that's Mariota, worst version of him, or God forbid, you know, Kali Akmanis or somebody else, I can do whatever I want. I'm not worried about this guy beating me with his legs.
Well, and you talk about those third downs and the red zone. Another thing that's a little bit slept on, and people got sick of him as a player because he didn't give you anything after the catch, but Zach Ertz was reliable. He was someone that you could always go to. Is Chigakonkwo just going to step in and do that? I certainly hope so. Or someone is going to have to step into that role. I think just about everybody would say they'd rather have Chig than Zach Ertz. But one thing that you're losing when you give up on Ertz is that guy that he ran that angle route how many times in 2024 down in the red zone or on fourth down or third down when they needed it and they just immediately put it on him. You could rely on that. That's something that they don't necessarily, we don't know who's going to take that role yet in this offense.
They used to call him No Yak Zach, but it was also third and Zach. You know, it was third down and Ertz. I liked, it's third down.
Third down.
I don't know why we never went with third down. Because that's what it was. It was like third and seven. You knew what it was. It was that little whip route. He's going to get you beat inside, make a catch with a dude on his back. Jaden's going to throw it tight in the window right at his chest. Let's go to Ron in D.C. Ron, you're on Grant and Danny. We're looking at the receiver room going into training camp. How are you?
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Hey, how you doing, Grant? How you doing, Toby? Hey, I've been listening to you guys. You guys both are making great points. I was just calling in real quick because what I'm one of those people sometimes, you know, you go to that nice restaurant, you're like, okay, you know what? I got a little extra money. Let me just have my cake and eat it too. So, like, right now, why can't we just get Diggs, you know, get him right now. And then Ayuk, I mean, he has so many things he has to do in order to even think about getting, because he has to get reinstated, do these other things, do other stuff. He got so many steps that got before anybody can even think about getting him. So I was thinking, why can't we just have both of them? And then you got a four receiver set. You got McLaurin, you got Williams, you got Ayuk, and you got Diggs. And everyone's so worried about them. Then you got Bill coming out of the backfield, and Jaden who could pull it down if you want to. Then you got some weapons to go with. What do you guys think?
I mean, you got two receivers, 30 plus. You got another guy who hadn't played at a high level in a couple years with an ACL. Like, to me, you're watering down any kind of productivity and youth and exuberance and speed you can get from the kids. It's certainly possible that they could add both. The Ayuk thing I have no interest in, regardless of how big the role is. I've been out for a long time. You cannot be more out than I am. I'm the most out that I've been on anything in a while. And just to be clear, in case anyone's not understanding, I could not be more out. Like, if you're saying, are you in or are you out, Grant, I don't understand. I am more out than the runner that gets hung up between second and third.
Than a Nationals 2025 base runner?
Yeah, I am so out. I can't be more out, okay? But you really can't have him paid if he's not playing. So no, he's saying, like, just bring him in and then kick the tires and see. No. If I'm doing the press conference where I sign this goose and I have to basically wear it for a month while everyone makes fun of me, that he trolled me, that he made fun of my quarterback, that he did all this stupid stuff, and I still signed him because I reek of desperation and I have no standards, then I might as well get something out of him on the football field. I'm definitely not bringing him in here to just see for a couple months if we can get him up to speed. Let's go to Melvin in Virginia. What's up, Melvin?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First off, I think the wide receiver room is already set, and I'll tell you why. Because you got a brand-new, young offensive coordinator. He don't need no divas, right? He don't need no disruption. He don't need nobody pouting on the sideline when they don't catch, you know, when
that's
they don't get
interesting.
Enough fouls, right? So that's the first part of it. And then back up a little bit. When you talked about Dan Quinn being on the hot seat, he's not on the hot seat because that same offensive coordinator, that's the next McVay. That's the guy. He's the heir apparent. So he has to have at least a year. Remember, McVay, in his first year as the offensive coordinator, what did he do? He needed the help. The second year, third year, he blossomed. Same thing here. So Dan Quinn got plenty of time, right? But it's Blau. That's the key to this whole thing and going forward.
That's a good phone call. Thank you. I've not thought about Blau in year one and maybe not wanting to bring in, we'll use the word diva, but like the receiver who's going to be the pain in the butt. If you're a first-year teacher, you don't want to get the kid that's been kicked out of three schools.
Yeah.
I have not really thought much about that. But that is another reason, maybe, when you're talking about this on, in the boardroom, if you're Adam Peters, where you're going, I've thought about that from Jaden Daniels' perspective a ton. I don't need him trying to like play counselor. I don't need him trying to help his best buddy. That's a real thing. We all have friends that are going through things, and you feel bad for them, and you're empathetic, and you're on the phone with them, and you're trying to help them, and you're having the late-night phone call, and they're calling you at 2 in the morning or whatever. I don't need that for Jaden Daniels in the most important year of his career from a teammate. But I haven't really thought about it from the Blau perspective. Blau would be better off in his first year not trying to placate a guy who's going to create turmoil. That makes sense.
So here's the interesting part for me is Stephon Diggs was a diva in Buffalo. Huge. There's no question about it. I don't know that he was a diva last year. Now they were winning football games. They went to the Super Bowl, right? So there's less opportunity to be diva if this team, you know, God forbid something happens and they're, you know, a 7-win team or even worse, maybe it pops up a little bit more. So maybe that could be the case. But again, I'm kind of sold that the way that he's been talked about by people that were in that locker room and the quality of teammate that he was, exclusive from the stuff off the field. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the football player. I don't think that I'm as worried that he's going to step in. Now, he's done it in the past. So your best marker for future behavior is past behavior. So it could pop up again. Ayuk, I'm out on because that to me just screams diva happening if he doesn't get his catches.
It seems to me like Diggs, to your point, in the later part of his career, has an understanding and awareness.
Yes.
About how good he is, how important he is, and how he can act thusly.
Yes.
When you're catching, you know, 115 balls from Josh Allen in the prime of your career and you get targeted 6 times in a playoff game or whatever, you're going
to
be loud.
I mean, the idea that he's already saying I can help somebody as a number 2 receiver, he's not stupid to think that he's going to step in and supplant Terry McLaurin. Like, I think he falls in line there and understands that.
No, when I think diva right now, what we're talking about, I think Ayuk. Yes, there's no doubt. Diggs in Minnesota, butting heads with their staff. Then Buffalo. He was maybe the poster child at one point for pain in the butt receivers. But he has not been that in multiple places. Houston's got nothing but good things to say about him. Same with New England. I would ask, why can he never stay anywhere? Like, why does anyone him back?
I'm not asking him to be here for 3 years.
No, I understand. But my point is, if it was all great, if he was the best teammate in the world and the best guy to coach in the world, and he's really helpful, then why wouldn't he have? Like, this will be, I think, 4 teams in 4 years or whatever.
Yeah.
That is somewhat telling, too. 800-636-1067. We'll get you a double play next. And in 20 minutes, we've got those tickets to Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.